Okay. Good evening. It's 4/7/2025. It is 6:13. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I'd like to call the meeting to order. I pledge allegiance of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, with liberty and justice for all.
Just note that it's the Sterling Opera House.
It's the Sterling Opera House Commission Monday 4/7/2025 monthly meeting. Just like so. Good. All right. When you're ready, Mark, call the roll.
Dana Florenza.
Here.
Brian Capolo. Gino DiGiovanni.
Here.
Carly Peck. Carlene Galuzzi.
Here.
Okay, record should reflect there's four members present, so you have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, number four, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay. Public portion is now closed. Number five, committee update. So the committee update we have so far is, I think since last time we met, well, if not everybody, but we'll go over the Sterling Opera House committee along with the Board of Aldermen. We picked a firm for the RFP. The Board of Aldermen okayed Steinberg Hart and gave Mayor DiMartino the authority to sign the contract on behalf of the city. Steinberg Hart and the attorney worked together to put a contract together, and I think that's where we are right now. I don't know if the contract was finalized. I know there was an email last week giving an update on that, and I guess they were working some details out, but I don't think that that is 100% complete yet, but I think they're getting close. And that's where we are right now. Dana, anything else? Did I miss anything? Or the what? Line item? Oh, no, because we've got to wait till it gets approved.
Okay. Okay. Nope. We're good.
Okay.
Okay.
We could, if you wish to do that. Just press that button up there, Dave.
Mike.
So they could pick it up on the recording. There you go.
Show business is my life. I have the paperwork with me that we needed to get signed by myself. I'll be president of the corporation. And then we have Tom Backlick and Matt Wielander. And once we have Matt's signature, I'll return this to Attorney Dillon, who's doing all this work pro bono. He'll file the paperwork with the state. It'll probably be 2-3 weeks. We'll have the corporation established with a board. We can then begin to recruit other board people that we want that have capacity for donating or specific skills that we're going to need during the course of the project. Once he gets the corporations set, the corporation has to create a series of documents in order to function. One of the documents is its articles of incorporation, which we'll have because we get those from the state of Connecticut. The other one will be an analysis and definition of what will happen to the money we raise if we weren't to restore the Opera House. What if the sky fell in? And the only way that can be resolved is you identify that it will go to another 501c3. It's not going to go to a profit for anybody. So once I have those documents, we can file the 501c3 application, which is about 42 pages. It's a monster. Wow. I'm paying for the filing charges out of my pocket. I've already done that with the EINs and all of that stuff. I'll continue to do that. And once I have the 501c3 application, we put it in. It could be anywhere from 90 to 120 days. We hope it's going to be shorter. The problem, I guess, we're facing is that all the federal agencies that control this stuff are being cut. And so we don't know what's going to happen to it when it gets into the hands of the powers that be that have to approve it. And on that note, we also are going to face some problems that I didn't think we were going to face in terms of institutional funding and state funding based on what continues to be cut from the feds down to the state level. Although I was encouraged to hear that the governor and the legislature said they're going to work as hard as they can to replace any dollars that are lost from the feds. The endowment for the arts is not going to be safe. And that's we were hoping to get serious dollars out of them. I'm doing the project in New York. When we started 2 years ago, we had 24 foundations that were at least agreeable to receive an application for funding. 12 of those have since stopped accepting applications. They're not giving any money away because all foundations, the money they give away is 25% of the interest they generate on the corpus from their investments. They're all getting slammed. So it's going to be interesting. Individual philanthropy, we expect, is going to be down. The project in New York has gone from $30 million to $50 million with the increase in construction costs for materials, and that's before we anticipate the tariffs on the steel. So we got a tough road to hoe, but we'll get there. It may take us a little longer than we thought, but who knows? You know, maybe we'll find an angel that'll pay. One of the things that I discussed with somebody this morning was making sure we're able to partner with the Valley Community Foundation, because there's a lot of money in the Valley Community Foundation and grants that could be used for the arts. And since they're very interested in, at some point, trying to compete for the second floor for their offices, that might put us in a decent position to try to generate money from their funds. So, and he's getting an award from everybody under the sun, and it keeps costing me a fortune. But he's being recognized by the Valley Community Foundation, because we're both on the advisory board, but he just started a donor advised fund. So hopefully we'll get some money out of them. So that's where we are. So I'm hoping by June 1st, probably it's going to be more like August 1st, but as fast as we can get to 501c3. But at least we can start recruiting people to come on to corporation that hopefully has some money. We talked to a few of our friends that would love to consider coming on and that have some cash. So we'll see what happens. So that's my report.
I think that's all good things to be aware of, Dave. And I'm more on the optimistic side. I think that at the stage that we're at, hopefully by the time we get the design back and do the things we have in front of us, we might be close to a year out before there's boots on the ground or a contractor chosen to start work or what have you. And hopefully by that time, things will be a little bit better. Yeah. And
I agree with you 100%.
But those are definitely things to be aware of. So I think that we're in a good position that we're not getting ready to put a shovel in the ground tomorrow.
I couldn't agree with you.
I would be a little bit, on the pessimistic side. But I think we're still in a good spot, and we just see where the cards lay. That's all.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the good news about having this company do the projections, at least we're going to have the numbers that we're going to know what we're going to have to raise.
Correct. Yeah.
And it may surprise us, depending upon what they have to do with the seats and things like that. I don't think we're going to have a lot of steel work, except probably for the housing for the fly space. So I don't think we're going to have a lot of the problems you have with new construction from the ground up. So I agree with Gino. I mean, we've got a 12 to 16 month lead time before we need to have the money in hand to put the shovel in the ground and really get it going. So that's a good point.
Yep. Is Carlene? Carlene, could you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Did we come up with any like other dates or any themes or any type of event either for sort of like we did at Twisted Vine, to either give an update to the public or do a fundraiser, or should we think about something?
Yeah, we could certainly think about something. I didn't have anything in mind just yet because we were still waiting. I feel like there was a lot of moving pieces right now.
Yep.
But
And
as
also, too, do you know when St. Mary's Festival is again this year?
I
Any
believe it's
dates
the
yet?
second week of July, but I can get the dates down.
What was it?
I believe it's the second week of July.
Okay.
It's usually the week right after the 4th of July.
Oh, okay, good. Because I think that was a good thing to go there and just to be just present. People really picked up the stuff that we had and were interested in it. And hopefully, if everything works out with the budget that's going through the process right now, we'll have a line item in there for the Sterling Opera House Commission. So that we could receive funds from our end, totally separate from what Dave's project is, but at least we could, receive funds, a give and take, so that we could get some flyers and stuff printed. So I think we're ahead of the game on that. But maybe over the next month or something, we should figure out what kind of ideas we got, what city events are coming up with the 350. I'm not too sure if they finalized anything yet, but, just so that we could know what's coming up and plan some things around that, just to keep people in the public aware.
Yeah, perfect. I'll have some more information for the next meeting.
Awesome.
Talking about that, what I was thinking about is we should have a display or something in front of the Sterling for the Memorial Day Parade. Get a lot of people downtown, especially that I always call it Lori's. It's not Lori's. It's something else now. That's how old I am. So that's before Connie's. But we should have some form of display or materials we can pass out. And then the other thing I thought we talked about at some point is having a citywide meeting, maybe at the auditorium at Derby High School, and try to get as many people to come to that. Because we may be able to get people involved at that might be interested in serving on the corporation or getting involved in some of the volunteer stuff.
All right, so hold on. So we got St. Mary's Festival, right? Then we got the Memorial Day Parade.
Yep.
And I'm sure whatever they have for the 350th, I'm sure there's going to be like a different
I don't know what
day
they're
or
doing.
Something.
I went to one meeting and they wanted to sink the Constitution in the Housatonic River, so that was...
I think they got a good group of people. Jim Gelday, I think, is on it, and they kind of straightened it out. So we got the 350th, St. Mary's, then Memorial Day. What else is there?
So I was given a glass negative of the first photograph of the Opera House. I believe I'm the only one that has this image. I haven't seen it anywhere else. It's from like 1889. It's a glass negative. And I found this place online called The Dark Room, and they inverted it for me. So I can make prints of that, but I don't want to unleash that yet because I do believe I'm the only one that has it. It's before the staircase was built. It's like got a horse and cart out front and like the gas street light. It's amazing. It's an amazing, but it's, I can totally make posters of it and stuff. And
well, Tommy and I had a walk around because we were going to try to get in that door.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing we noticed is with the improvements they're making on Elizabeth Street with the parking and everything else, the view from the bottom of Main Street to the Sterling is virtually unobstructed.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole street's going to be beautiful.
Finally, shaping up.
You know, and there's that one good restaurant there. You know, we got to start thinking strategically in terms of how do we attract businesses and use the Sterling as the carrot on the stick.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Because that's what makes Wood Street. They started renovating Wood Street, but all the small businesses and restaurants that came in around it really provided a lot of support while they were doing the work.
So from a construction business standpoint, where we are right now in our timeline is probably, if we started the way we are now, and let's say other restaurants downtown started after this was done,
3 years.
We're like a year ahead of them by the time they get a design, get improvement, get a shovel in the ground. So my vision of where we are is of what we've all talked about. Things are going to be built. Businesses are going to, different businesses are going to come for, built around the Sterling House is what I'm trying to say. Sure. 'Cause that will probably be, and I believe it will be, probably the first thing that's done. Just, you know, just the way I see it. You know, the way it sits now. I mean, we got some obstacles, don't get me wrong, but if everything held true, that would be probably the first project that would be started, and then the rest would follow, which is a good thing, I think.
Let me ask you a question. You're a builder, you know this stuff. The second floor in the basement of the Sterling Building, can we conceivably work on those and renovate those before or while we're doing the building?
Yes. Yeah.
Because then we can turn those into, you know, revenue streams.
Yep.
And get, you know, especially if we can get the Community Foundation involved and then decide what we want to do. I thought, you know, he's getting another award from the Historical Society. But maybe we could talk.
Tom, don't let him tell all your secrets. My God.
As it should be.
They misspelled it. It's the Historical
Society. Yeah.
Jail space could very well become a museum. And we might be able to partner with the Valley Historical Society.
I like it.
To make that a museum. So now when you come, you've got double destinations. You've got the museum, you've got the theater, we'll have restaurants.
I like that.
Nobody's talked about this, but I would love to see us, and I don't think this would be inordinately expensive, but I know they've had concerts on the green.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see us put a band shell at the bottom of the green, backed up to the plaza on the green, a professional band shell with the sound systems and everything they have in the bay.
Yep.
And we could start summer concerts and use those as fundraisers for the Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So I think we got to think global. There's not one person that we've talked to that isn't excited about doing the Sterling.
Same.
And feels it's overdue. You know, we talked to George Perica and Ronnie this morning. They're going to go.
Absolutely.
I don't think we'll have any more obstacles from the city. They're in tune with this now. They want this to be done. So, and then we got to look at some of the power and the wealth base in the Valley. And one of the things we can do, which most people aren't familiar with, is if we come up with like a list of potential donors, and we have the name, their address, whatever, my company can do a wealth analysis. It takes about 3.5-4 hours per analysis. But that will tell us how much money they have, what they give to, what boards of directors they're on,
right,
what their past philanthropy is, and we can build a strategy around how we're going to approach those people. Because there is still some money in the Valley. It's just not like it was. I was joking the other day, but we built a club in Shelton. We had 8 millionaires in the Derby Shelton area. Mm-hmm. And every one of them gave it the highest level.
And you got to think of it this way, too. There's more millionaires in the Valley area than you know.
Oh, sure.
Because what happened? COVID. People came up and people started to move.
You know, you're right. The problem is we don't know who they are.
Correct.
In those days, we knew the 8.
That's right.
Because they supported everything.
That's right.
7 of those are dead. One of them's
but
dead.
That's what you're talking about with the outreach. You know, we got to find these people. Yeah. People might not know because they're not from here or, you know, from the area. You know what I'm saying?
This kind of project.
So, well, that's the point. Once we.
Theatrical, but it's more than that.
And that's why another, you know, a good thing is to get out in the community to do different events. That's why, too, I was going to ask Carlene, you know, those are just a couple that we know off the top of our head. But also, too, Shelton, I know, does a lot of things, you know, down on that slab. You know, I mean, I'm not so much the carnival, but they have different events down there and through Shelton Same thing with Seymour. They do a lot of the they have like a antique weekend or something downtown by the train station where the antique shops are, you know, in Seymour, right? So you know, we just got to kind of get those town calendars and see if we could get a booth or whatever, and that's how we're going to get the word out. And then hopefully maybe the newspaper once we get a little bit farther. And then we have a couple connections on the radio. So we have like a media thing that we're going to be rolling out in due time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep.
I know.
Yeah.
And
yep.
And that could be stuff we could disseminate, because, you know, the interesting thing about the Sterling Opera House, everybody knows the name for a number of reasons, but nobody really understands its history,
right?
And nobody really understands the dynamic impact it had on the valley when it was built, and the historical component of it. Being built as only one or two theaters by the guy that built Carnegie Hall, that's going to attract, I hope that's going to attract some people from the theatrical and show business. I would like to approach Eric Connick Jr. of Sanger and see if he'd serve as an honorary chair. We got to see how we can get to him. I have contacts in New Orleans, but not with him. Because when Katrina hit New Orleans and Boston, I donated 5 years worth of our services, and it came to over $1 million. We raised $66 million to rebuild the 19 Boys and Girls Clubs that were destroyed by Katrina. So I had contacts with some of the wealthier people who are also dying.
I know someone who knows
his daughter.
So I think I can probably get in touch with her.
Yeah. Well, all we want to do is plant the seed. So if we can get in touch with her, we could make a pitch about, he doesn't even have to do anything. Honorary chairs don't have to do anything. But having your name associated.
Yeah.
Without.
It'll hold some weight.
Yeah.
Gino?
Yes.
Gino or Mark? Main Street right out here, I mean Elizabeth Street, is that going to be completed? Is there a push right now going on to complete that for Memorial Day?
My projected target date was spring of 2025, about 3 years ago. So I think I'm still in the ballpark. I don't know if it's going to be May or not. I don't know the
this looks like a stretch right here.
Yeah, I know they got
a lot in very recently.
Yeah, they got some paving to do. They got to move some more utility poles and some lights and some plantings and stuff like that. But
he's in a parade every year with the Magnificent Brass, and he has signs for all the charities he supports.
In fact, I'll take some signs off and put that sign up.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect. Awesome. Thank you.
He gets a lot of attention.
It's going to cost us an award to add to your collection.
He gets a lot of attention.
Yeah. No, it should be all. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be paved at least in you know, enough for the parade. We've had the parade every year, so. That's all. Carlene, do you have any other ideas or?
Yeah, I had a quick question. Who
yeah.
currently runs the concerts on the Derby Green? Like, who do we get in contact for that?
Yeah, I know it was the, what was the name of it?
I have no idea.
Cultural Commission. Who does it now, Mark? Do you know?
There isn't one, I don't think.
I would call Pam, the mayor's secretary.
Okay.
And I would ask her.
Okay. Just because I don't know if anyone knows, but Rock the Valley in Ansonia is not happening this year.
Oh, that's true. Yes.
So I think that if we had some kind of live event, not saying that it would be a concert like that. I mean, they go.
Yeah, right.
A concert, but it might be nice to have something that other, you know, that in August maybe that people can go to in replacement of that.
Good idea.
I think Jim Gilday. I think.
We ought to have a meeting with.
I'll reach out to Jim and see what's going on.
But there's things you can do that we can take advantage of.
Yeah.
I'll reach out to him and see what we could possibly do to get involved.
Thank you.
You're good, Carlene?
Yep, that's all I had.
Okay, perfect. Dana, anything else?
No, don't think so.
Carly, anything else? I don't have anything else. Do you guys have anything else? Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll move on to number six, adjournment. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Don't move.
Dana, second?
I'll second.
Carly? And it is 6:38. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carlene. Feel better.